The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Inshallah, what I'd like to do in today's speech is to mention a few points that we can take from the history around Imam Jawad alayhi salam and how he became the Imam and some of the uniqueness about the Imam alayhi salam. When we go back and we look at what was happening in the life of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, there was, as the Imam alayhi salam was aging, there were some people who were opportunists. And they said that the Imam is getting older and he doesn't have a son who is going to be the successor. They saw this as an opportunity because for them, the dunya was very strong. And they thought that they might be able to somehow, you know, influence, and maybe they would be the source and the center of attention for all the Shias. But the Imam alayhi salam was blessed with Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam, and there was some who weren't aware of this happening. And in one hadith, we're told that there was a companion who went to the Imam and he says that, you know, it seems that you're not going to be given any child anymore, you're getting old. The Imam alayhi salam hadn't given up any hope, and he told him, in fact, actually, Allah is going to give me and bless me and grant me with a child who is going to be a son. And the quality of this son of mine is يُفْرَقُ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. It is by him that truth and falsehood is going to be separated. He is going to be what the Quran terms as a furqan, a separator between truth and falsehood. And this is what happened. Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam was born, and he was from the lineage and from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now, Imam Ridha alayhi salam had said that by means of my son, يُفْرَقُ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ, that between truth and falsehood, there will be separation that takes place. One of the ways that that took place is by the very essence of the Imam being 7 years old when he became the Imam. That itself was something which knocks that system down, whatever had been created before. But we also see that the Imam throughout his life, there was the principles that he adhered to were aligned with this, that he was always clear on what is the line between haq and batil. This is a story that you've all heard of. It's worth revisiting from time to time. When the Imam was living in Medina, and there was a time where Ma'mun had martyred his father, Ma'mun summoned him to Baghdad. He wanted to see the son of al-Ridha alayhi salam. So he summons to Baghdad, and then, you know, he comes. Now, Ma'mun was going to meet him formally, but before doing that, he went on a hunting trip. And as he's going hunting, you know, as he's traveling through the streets of Baghdad, there's a group of children who are playing at that time, and they see that the caravan of the Khalifa is coming, and they're like, oh, the Khalifa is coming, right? So they quickly, like, they leave the path, they clear it out, so the Khalifa can go. And as the Khalifa's caravan is traveling, they see that there's one child who remains standing. So Ma'mun says to his caravan, stop right here. Who is this child? Why is he not moving from the path? I want to talk to him. And he speaks to his child, he says that, why is it that all the other children left, but you're still here, standing right here? And he speaks to him, he responds very clearly, that the path is wide. There's enough room here for me to be here and for your caravan to pass as well. Why should I have to go to the side just because you're passing by? he asks him, you know, he realizes this is a special child. Who are you? What's your name? He says, I am the son of Ali ibn Ridha. He says, you must be Abu Ja'far Muhammad. You must be Muhammad al-Jawad. He says, yes. And this is the introduction that Ma'mun has with the Imam of the time. Now, brothers and sisters, there's something very important here. Normally, you know, we teach our children the importance of respect. We want them to respect. But these values that we teach them, we always have to connect it to the source. Why do we respect? Right? We respect because we know that Allah Ta'ala wants us to respect. And out of respect for Allah, we respect others. Correct? I hope that's the way we're thinking about. We're making it tawhidi. Now, what happens if there's somebody that Allah doesn't respect? For example, somebody who martyred, who was responsible for the martyrdom of the Hujjah of Allah on the earth, Ma'mun al-Rashid, was a criminal. In that case, that same value of respect for Allah turns to a type of resistance, a type of standing firm against the enemy of Allah. And this is what we see in the life of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. And this is an incredibly important point when it comes to tarbiyah. You know, even for example, as a parent, I need to teach my child to respect me. But let's say, na'udhu billah, there's one day comes where I tell my child something which goes against the rulings of Islam. I should have raised my child in a way where respectfully my child looks at me and says that, I'm sorry, my father, I am not able to follow you in this thing right here. Why? Because you taught me something which is more important, that I have to respect the law of Allah even over your wishes as well. But this is very important. Right, this is what we see in the life of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. There's one time where Imam alayhi salam, he quotes, he narrates a hadith, it's a very beautiful hadith. He says that there was one of the prophets of Allah, one time Allah revealed to him something. He says that you are somebody who is a zahid. You do zuhd in the dunya. And that's something which is very good. You're not attached to the dunya. You live simply. And you know, as a reward for that, you will have a lot of ease. Soon enough, you'll have a lot of ease. Maybe you took some difficulties in this world, but soon you will have a lot of ease. Where? In the hereafter. Alhamdulillah. Then Allah reveals to the Prophet, he says that you have dedicated yourself to my worship and my worship alone. And as a result of that, you have been given a quality of izzah. You are somebody who has a lot of dignity in this world, and that's your reward for that. But there's one thing that I have to ask you. What is that thing? This is a revelation. When is it that for my sake, you have befriended somebody, you have befriended one of my friends? And when is it that for my sake, you have taken as an enemy, one of my enemies? You see how Imam Ridha has said that he is a separator between truth and falsehood. Truth and falsehood is not something that we just understand. It's something that we act upon. It's something that we show in our lives. It shows up in the principle of tawalli and tabarri, of following the path of the truth. And not only that, we stay away from the path of falsehood. And this is something that Imam Jawad alayhi salam had shown through different, you know, stages in his life. We see that through his birth. We see that through his imamah. We see that in the instructions that he gave. We see that in his treatment of the khulafa, that he was somebody who always made this line clear between haq and between batil.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.